All right, catechism question this week is, what rule hath God given for our direction in prayer? And the answer is, the whole word of God is of use to direct us in prayer, but the special rule of direction is that form of prayer which Christ taught his disciples, commonly called the Lord's Prayer. The whole word of God is of use to direct us in prayer. In John 15, verse 7, the Lord Jesus says that if we abide in him, and his words abide in us, we will ask for whatever we desire. There's a variant there. If you're using a critical text translation like the ESV or the NIV, NABI, any of those, then it's a command. Ask for whatever you will, and it will be given you. But it's actually a future indicative, explaining what happens when Jesus' words abide in you. Because one of the things that Jesus' word does when it abides in us is the Spirit uses his word to convince us of who Christ is, who we are in Christ, and especially of who God is to us, that he is our Heavenly Father. And so as our life is united to Christ, and as Jesus' words abide in us, and the Spirit uses them to conform us more and more unto Christ, prayer becomes natural to us as it is to the Lord Jesus. Prayer is the natural, as natural to the Christian soul as breathing is to the human body. It is an expression of what we are in relationship to our Father, and the knowledge of him, the knowledge that he rules and overrules all things, the knowledge that he cares about us, the knowledge that he is God who is glorified by hearing and answering prayer. It exalts his omniscience, that he hears us, and his omnipresence, that wherever we are, he can hear us, his omniscience, that he knows not only what we are asking, but also the right and best and wisest way to answer, and his omnipotence, that he is able to do whatever we ask according to his perfect wisdom. He is much glorified by our praying. And so Jesus' word abiding in us will produce prayer. It also, of course, will form the mind with which we pray. Everything in the Bible then is given to us as material for prayer in the way that John 15, verse 7 describes. Now, one of the things when the disciples ask the Lord Jesus to teach them how to pray, and he gives them a form as an example, we do see that what's called the Lord's Prayer, what will form the basis of the next several questions and answers of the Catechism, in the various petitions of the Lord's Prayer, the introduction to the Lord's Prayer, and so forth, that the Lord's Prayer does take the whole of Scripture and distills the priorities of the Bible and all of reality into just a few petitions with which to address our Lord. Of course, the form is not given to us merely to repeat, or to limit us to such short prayers. It's not an example of how long you should pray, for instance, but it is a form that is a guide that will shape our praying. The Lord Jesus would pray all night. Sadly, we are not well instructed, and so we'll take things like the form that the Lord Jesus has given us, and we'll make it something that is a rote prayer, and either repeat the same thing over and over, or just have a short prayer and 30 seconds of communion with God. But that is not what the Lord's Prayer was given us for. It is a form that teaches us how to take all that the Bible teaches, all that the Bible tells us of who God is to us and who we are to him, and forming it in prayer. unto God. So what rule hath God given for our direction in prayer? The whole word of God is of use to direct us in prayer, but the special rule of direction is that form of prayer which Christ taught his disciples, commonly called the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer as a special rule that shows us what it looks like to take the Word of God and form it and form prayers from it unto God.